AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's been some celebration in Beirut as a 10-day ceasefire agreed on by the Lebanese government and Israel has started. Gunshots could be heard across Lebanon's capital as residents fired into the air. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's troops will not be withdrawing from Lebanon, and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah says that grants Lebanon and its people the right to resist. Meantime, there's an international push for more talks on ending the Iran war and an extension of that ceasefire. President Trump says,
I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them.
And Sagar Magani reports on the U.S. Navy's blockade of Iranian ports.
Since it started earlier this week,
13 ships have made the wise choice of turning around.
But Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane warns any that try to run the blockade may face warning shots.
Pre-planned tactics designed to bring the force to that ship, if need be, board the ship and take her over.
Though Kane says Central Command has not had to board any yet, he says some 10,000 troops are taking part with a lot of aircraft and more than a dozen ships in very congested waterways.
It is like driving a sports car through a supermarket parking lot on a payday weekend with thousands of kids in that parking lot.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices climbed today, Brent crude settling above $99 per barrel. AAA puts the average price of a gallon of gas just above $4.09. And in Virginia, court records show former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax was facing a court-ordered deadline to move out of his family's home before police say he killed his wife and then himself. Officers found their bodies in their suburban Washington home early Thursday. This is AP News. A new film uses AI to bring back an actor who died last year.
The new indie film is called As Deep as the Grave, and it uses an artificial intelligence rendered version of actor Val Kilmer.
Don't fear the dead, and don't fear me.
Kilmer died last year at age 65 of pneumonia. When writer-director Kurt Voorhees and his brother John talked about the film on Wednesday, Voorhees stopped short of calling it a Val Kilmer performance and said Val Kilmer influenced this performance. John Voorhees said the use of AI actors based on real people is risky territory, but that they followed guidelines from the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists Union. And he says they were given the okay by Kilmer's estate and his daughter. Kilmer had signed on to the film years ago, but he had to pull out at the last minute because of health issues. I'm Donna Warder.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.